to go over there on my bicycle when I was, I don't know how old I was. Nikki gave me her bicycle. She graduated to another bike, I guess. But she gave me her bicycle. And I remember Grandpa teaching me how to ride a bike. We would go down the street on the bike, and he would be holding on to the seat, and then he would let go, and I would go on my own, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So he told me one day, he said, okay, you can ride the bike yourself now. You don't need me anymore, but don't try to turn the bike around in the street. You want it? Turn the bike around, get off the bike, turn it around, and then get back up on it. Well, I'm thinking to myself, oh, come on, I can turn this bike around in the street. Well, I did, and I broke my wrist.
Oh, really?
And I tried to keep it from your grandmother, my mother.
Yeah.
I went home. And I was in so much pain that I was crying, and she was trying to find out what was wrong with me, and I finally had to tell her.
Wow.
Falling on the bike, and the handlebar went into my ribs.
Wow.
And so she took me down to Cook County Hospital, and they taped me all up.
Wow.
And did Grandpa say I told you so?
Oh, of course. Well, it took time to took the tape off my wrist. Oh, that was something else. I went in there, and the doctor grabbed the end of the tape and yanked so that I was spinning like a top.
Oh man.
Do you remember your mom going into a facility for tuberculosis?
Your mother?
Your mother. Didn't she when mom was real little, didn't she have to go away?
No, our mother had to go away.
How old was she?
Didn't our mother have a fever or a scarlet fever or something like that, didn't she, Phil?
No, she had tonsillitis, and she went to the hospital to have her tonsils out. And of course, in those days, you went into the hospital and they kept you, however many days they were.
Well, that's what it was, yes.
Mm. I remember that my mother and I used to walk up to the hospital every day and stand down under the building, and the nurse would hold her up in the window, and we would wave to each other, and then we turned around and walk.
Oh, my gosh.
It was terrible.
Little.
Yeah, of course, they don't do that in these days. Tonsillitis is nothing anymore.
Auntie Phil, I thought for sure Mom told us a story about her being hospitalized, but it was something that was contagious, and somebody had brought her a doll, and when she was finally able to go home, she wasn't permitted to bring that doll home.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, trying to think what she had. The sneezing?
I thought it was something to do with a fever.
I don't know.
They had the Asian flu epidemic, and Doc Groves came around all the apartments and gave us all shots. But I still got it anyway, and I wasn't able to play tryout for the TEDMAC amateur hour. I had practiced under the double eagle for 6 months,
interesting.
Yeah, that would have been like 1955, and there was a lot of people that were all shut to work. I guess Detroit was just about shut down.
Interesting. So,
I think, you know, I was telling you about going up to the hospital and waving to your mother in the building, and I thought she was in for tonsillitis, but she must have been in for that, whatever it is you think she had.
I bet Lori would remember that story, because I do remember her saying something about somebody got her a doll and she was upset because she couldn't bring the doll home. And I thought that was Mom telling me that story, but I'll have to check with Lori on that.
Right. I was wrong about saying that she was in there for tonsillitis. I was the one that was in there.
Okay.
I wasn't in there for a long time, but your mother was.
Oh.
And it's some kind of a childhood disease that she had. I keep thinking measles, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it was whooping cough or...
Yeah.
Honestly, can't recall.
Yeah.
I do remember going up to the hospital and standing down there and waving to her, and my mother would take me up there every single day. She never missed a day.
Oh.
My mother was in the hospital, and I don't know how long she was in there.
She seemed to make an impression on her with that, because she couldn't bring that doll home.
Yeah.
I think that was stuck with her.
Yeah. So, Auntie Phil, when do you recall any other events when either you or Mom, when you were kids, when Grandpa would tell you to do something and you didn't do it? I imagine both of you being pretty darn well behaved.
Oh, yes. My father only had to say our names, that's all. Just raise his hand or his voice, but if he wanted us to do something and we didn't do it, he would say, Phyllis, and we knew what that meant. And right after my mother died, my mother and I were not good housekeepers, and we left the dish pile up in the sink. I wouldn't do them because I thought it was her turn to wash the dishes, and she wouldn't do them because she thought it was my turn to do them. So they stayed in the sink. And it was an old-fashioned sink. On both sides of the basin, drainage, and the dishes were piled up there. And Grandpa used to shave in the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And came the day when there was no room for him to shave anymore. It was full of dishes. And he asked us who was supposed to do the dishes. And I said, she is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, she is. And so he took one arm and swiped the dishes and knocked them all on the floor, broke every single dish we owned. Then he took out his wallet and took some money out of it, put it on the table, and said, now go out and get some new dishes, and don't ever let me see dishes in the sink again. And believe me, he never did see me.